This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
Hello out there to all, and welcome to Inspired Culture. We are so glad to be back with you again. Right now, I want to holler, give some holler out to the cast and crew. Rick.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
You got a birthday shout out?
Man, I do got a birthday shout out, man. One of my students, one of my favorites, man, Mr. Daniel Phillips. Happy 14th birthday, Daniel.
Happy birthday, D.
Happy birthday.
We got the Ray V Man on video.
Oh, I'm in the house, y'all, getting this Ustream up and running. Next week, Ma, I see you got the new look going on today. I need to let everybody see that.
Yeah. See what I'm saying, boy.
You getting it right.
Flattery get you everywhere. That's all I'm saying. And our CEO, Miss Earth D.
What's up, y'all? I love y'all. I'm glad to be here.
See, they ain't seen your look yet while they talking about looks. Your look is going to set the pace.
Okay.
Okay, now we got some wonderful guests in here.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
Shout them out, Earth. Shout them out.
I have with me tonight Miss Kiki Finley of Front and Center Productions, Cassandra Hollis of Holy Hill Productions, and Mr. Richard Franklin of Amos Art Academy. So we're going to talk tonight about arts, film, and theater. Yes.
And a guest.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Miss Leish.
Yeah. Alicia's here. Alicia Kowser with Infinite Productions. Excuse me.
All right. Yeah, and so, our topic tonight, while we have all these great people, is because we're going to be discussing, as it relates to urban culture, arts, film, TV, and theater. And our scripture is, you say the word, Urs.
Habakkuk. somebody else told me it was Habakkuk.
Okay. But whichever one it is, it starts with an H-A, and it ain't halibut, okay?
Right. It's one of the minor prophets, somewhere in the back of the Old Testament.
Somewhere, and it's chapter 2, verse 2. Then the Lord replied, write down the vision, make it plain on tablets.
Amen.
So that they that read it can run with it. And what is film, arts, TV?
That's
nothing
right.
but your vision.
That's right.
We know that God backs it in Habakkuk, 10:2. Hallelujah. And we've got some people that are totally experts in that area here with us today, and we're going to talk about that. Yes. But right now, we're going to do what we do best, and we're going to drop a little bit of music on you. Take us away, Shel Shelton.
Your love is like a tall glass of cold water on a long day. The way you make me feel like it's a Friday on a Monday. You got me love drunk for loco. I ride the beat like polo. He's a one-man band karaoke. The way you put it on me.
Change lives. Yeah. That's what we're here to do.
Hey. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
Yeah.
The kids to play, no more drama. And father stayed at home with the mothers. No more gunplay.
Hey.
And they didn't have to watch nobody. I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. To keep them boys up off the corners. To put down a trust. Teach each other on how to love. I just looked up above.
I hope heaven got a spot reserved for that youngin' that was slain on that block of curb.
Yeah, my thoughts is torn. I'm trying to find the word to express how I feel. It's been a year since my boy got killed. I pray heaven got a seat, say, for that baby that was born with AIDS. Time real, nowadays another baby born blind. Look what Craig did. People acting ignorant to what the facts is.
This song is dedicated to special, unique people like me. Outcast, but you're never cast out.
Imagine me loving what I see when the mirror looks at me, cause I imagine me in a place with no insecurities, and I'm finally happy, cause I imagine me letting go of all of the ones who hurt me, cause they never did deserve me. Can you imagine me saying no to thoughts that try to control me, remembering all you told me? Lord, can you imagine me? Oh, over when my mom said it, hear from what my daddy did it. I wanna live and not read that page again. Oh, imagine me being free, trusting you totally.
Wow, that was awesome. Rick, talk to us about that music.
Man, off the chain. Shout outs to Jordan. Shout out to The General featuring Rio, and an excellent last song, that remix to Imagine Me by Alex Spade. Off the chain.
Mm-hmm,
loved it, loved it. Man, just real quick, man, I just want to remind everyone about our social media. You can follow us on Twitter at iCultureRadio. I is the letter I. Don't spell out the word I. iCultureRadio. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio. Please post questions, post comments, retweet, shout out, do all that. We're following it. We live tweeting right now. So if you got something to say, we're going to say it right back to you. So I want you all to follow us. But we're about to get right into our guest. So we're going to pass it on to Miss Ursula. If you could introduce our guest. So let's
yes,
know got.
Yes. All right, y'all. Y'all, you're in for a treat this evening, I promise you. Right before us, we have Miss Kiki Finley, celebrity makeup artist, who has a, you know, a past that caused her to be in this area. But she is the founder and proprietor of Front and Center
Front
Theater
Center.
Productions.
Right.
Welcome, Kiki Finley,
thank
to the show.
Hey, Miss Kiki.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So we want to get right into it. Tell the listeners about yourself, about the work that you do in theater with youth.
Like Miss Ursula said, I am a celebrity makeup artist that happened to have a theater company that is catered to at-risk teens that's on probation, as well as teens that are incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
So what I basically do is go inside the detention centers and work with as a partnership with the court system and teach acting, directing, producing,
wow,
singing, dancing.
Mm. Crazy. That's
everything
awesome
under the umbrella of, ooh, entertainment to these juveniles.
That's, wow,
awesome. That's awesome.
And so when we talked initially, because her extended interview is going to be featured on the iCulture Radio website under past interviews, so y'all definitely want to go there and be able to hear the full extent of what it is that she does. But you're court appointed. These juveniles are often sentenced or put on probation, and they have to participate in your program. Tell us how that came to be. How did the judge select you in your program?
Well, you know, these are kids that are, these are your hardcore,
mm-hmm,
I mean, thugs.
Okay. Okay.
Off the street. Right. They, these are your kids that are robbing the pizza lady and, you know, kicking in the neighbor's door and taking everything out and tying everybody up in the closet.
Wow.
You know, these are those types of kids.
Okay.
So when I came into the picture, the judge was at her wit's end as far as having programs and giving them something to do that would take away, their, take this, take, put their attention towards something productive. Mm-hmm. And they had been in doing this for about 8 years, and she says, you know what, you just fell out of the sky. God
right.
sent you
Amen.
At the right
Praise
time.
God. Right.
And she's, she basically said, you know, we've been wanting you for the longest.
Talk about favor.
You know what? And the thing I love about it is the beauty. The Bible says there's a beauty of holiness. Mm-hmm. OK, but there's an outward beauty that comes that supersedes the inward beauty. Mm. And when children have been affected, hurt people, blah, 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 that inward beauty can be damaged.
Right.
But when you come with the vision that God gave you, Habakkuk 2:2, and you give them the outward beauty.
Hallelujah.
That helps them learn, oh my God, I didn't know I could look like this.
Right.
Though that is the change. And then the creativeness of theater and play and film, because you actually have to become totally involved in that. Now you can get out of self where that inside hurt was,
right.
and you begin to expand and broaden yourself so that you see something greater than you. There is that their vision,
exactly.
Habakkuk 2:2 comes to light, like, right. oh my goodness, I can do that. But I want to say too, you're beautiful.
Thank
I mean
you.
Like
and she has a testimony about that as well. Please tell us about how that came to be, because y'all gonna be blown away, I'm telling you.
When I was 17 years old, I would like Let me start back. Let me take it all the way from the top.
Okay.
I was an at-risk. I was one of these kids. I was an at-risk teen of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was 17 years old, and I was pregnant with my son, who is now 19 at Howard University, studying to be
Kudos.
An architect.
All right.
All right.
HBCUs.
Right. So at 17, I was involved in a nearly fatal car accident, which disfigured my whole entire face. Mm-hmm. What you see now, well, what y'all see now,
right.
was not necessarily what I was born with. My face was fractured to the point of they had to take a layer of my skull and put into my face and add 17 more screws, you know, in
wow.
to form a face. So basically, my face had to start from infancy and develop just like it would.
And that's the part I'm talking about, the spiritual part, because you're messing me up now in the spirit, because that's exactly what God is saying.
Yeah.
Don't look at what you see,
right.
nor the process that I have to go through, mm-hmm. because at the end, when he's finished with me,
right.
you will see the beauty of holiness.
Right. There's evolution.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come
there's
on.
An evolution.
Because you could not have spelled that out better from the Spirit of God.
Right.
Which is, oh, you see this now.
Right.
However.
Right.
What did I come through?
I had a process.
Absolutely.
Some stuff had to move.
It
come
did.
On, Potter.
And it's still
clay.
Moving.
Come
right.
on, Potter.
It's still happening.
And that's what you do for the young people.
Right.
You provide that,
yeah.
that process.
Exactly.
They've come through this, and
right.
now they're here.
Right.
They're getting tools to
right.
be able to grow and
Absolutely.
Develop in the ways that God has destined them. Talk about what kind of projects that you all have done, will do, have going on for the future.
We have worked on plays. We just did A Lesson Before Dying. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that story.
Yes.
The boys weren't familiar with that story.
Mm-hmm.
So when they learned about this story, and which is about a young man who was involved. He had the wrong friends. He was hanging out at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was involved in a white man getting murdered in a mm-hmm. grocery store. He didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But since he was black and it was 1948, he took the chair for it.
Mm.
So the same things that these boys do now, the consequences are different.
Mm-hmm.
Had they done the same things back then that they do now, they would get the chair or... They would get worse.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted them to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And how they could relate to that is they are the same kids
mm-hmm.
that are robbing the stores,
mm-hmm.
that are going to jail for various different things.
Mm-hmm.
So they could relate to these characters that was involved in this play. So we did that play.
Okay.
It was awesome. We're also getting ready to shoot a pilot. It's a talk show pilot.
Wow.
And it's called Conversations with the Innocent.
Okay.
And Teen Fatherhood on March 28th.
Okay.
At
awesome.
Georgia Tech, down at Georgia
Wonderful.
Tech. So I will leave you guys with information for that.
Definitely. We want to be able
to. And it is free.
Good.
Yes.
Share that with the listeners, how they can connect with you and support your ministry. But talk about where can they find out more information? How can they support, volunteer, donate to your effort?
They can go on the website, www.fnctheater.org, FANDC Theater, T-H-E-R. T-H-E-A. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, I'm in the school. Don't be looking at me like that. theatre.org. So that's right, fnctheater.org. And we can use volunteers. We can use ushers for the shows. Mm-hmm. We could definitely, we're accepting donations for future programs. I'm getting ready to go back to the West Coast and work with the Los Angeles juveniles as well.
Wow.
And I'll come, so I work with LA juveniles and then come back here and work with our juveniles.
And I love the way God said it, because be led by the Spirit, saints, because you were pulled out.
Right.
When God gave you the vision, Habakkuk 2:2, to go back to that field.
Right.
And that's what I see a lot of misnomers in the body of believers, that you just put yourself on it, and you, nobody told you to be over there.
No.
You done messed up the chair worse than they was.
But you know what? I had to go get them, because they weren't going to come to me.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that vision was burning.
Right.
And it, and because that was on you,
right,
and your, and I don't call them assignments anymore, because according to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, he says he ordained us to me. That's totally different than being assigned in the name of Jesus. Go ahead on, Rick.
Yeah, and I just, out of curiosity, because it's amazing, I love this ministry so much and so thoroughly. Do you have a testimony that you can share of a student or I mean, one of these juveniles that, you know, they've gone through your program, maybe something they've shared with you about how your program has changed or even just affected them?
Oh, absolutely. I have a young man, and I can't give out any names for legal purposes, but I have a young man that has come through my program, and he was actually involved in a couple of the programs that we had going on. We have various things going on. He was involved in one of the performances, and a few months before he came to me, he was involved in it, in an armed robbery. So when, right in the middle of my program, he had to suffer that consequence, which was go to jail. So by the time he did his little time and got out, he came to me, he says, you know what, please don't give up on me. He says, you changed my life. And I want you to know, you changed. Don't start getting me to crying up in here.
Okay. Well, you know, with that, we're going to go to break, because we got to go to one. But.
Please, because I'm an ugly crier.
Girl, don't start with me. I just told him you was pretty.
Right, I can't believe it.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Hey guys, have you been looking for a place to go where you can get your praise on, get great food and entertainment? Well, the Sea Room Multiplex is Atlanta's premier weekend spot for alternate nightlife and urban-inspired, faith-driven lifestyle events. Yes, the Sea Room, located at 4013A Jonesboro Road, Forest Park, Georgia. Doors open at 7 p.m. For tickets, you can visit SeaRoomAtlanta.com, or you can call 678-823-5124 or 678-823-5124. Again, if you mention this ad on iCulture Radio, you will get a discount. So we'll see you at the Sea Room Multiplex. Bye-bye.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individuals, single-parent households, and urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah, have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
All right, welcome back. That was Miss Kiki Girl, front and center. And I mean, I know they said you're a celebrity makeup artist, but you're a celebrity in my book, okay?
Amen.
So, man, we're going to talk with you some more, too. Rick Black, my co-hostie, my cutie booty. Talk to us about social media, Rick.
Hey, man, I just want to remind you all that we are on Twitter at iCultureRadio. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio. And if you want to, you know, still use a cell phone or your house phone if you got one, you know, the ones that still turn, whatever you got. If you want to call us, we're here at 404-355-8699. Please call in. We have all these questions, all these guests here today. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from you so that we can talk back to you. But before we get back into the artists, we want to go back to music. So hope, listen in. We got a couple more songs for you all. Listen up.
Check it, check it. I get- Got 25 Bibles on my dresser, yes sir. Loving the word of God like a Bible professor. Not just for sight, like a Bible collector. Eating the lamb up like I'm Hannibal Lecter. Jeremiah 5:25 made me change. Psalms 25 got it tatted on my brain. Took a song I sang and made it a new thing. Gave my life to Christ and he gave me a new name.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
All right. That boy said he got 25 Bibles on the dresser.
Amen.
What kind of dresser he got?
Wow. He got a big dresser.
Yeah, he got a big dresser.
He got a big dresser. He doing big things, too.
Okay.
All different versions. Right, right. It's all the same version.
I'm going to talk to him later on. But, you know, right now, let's take it back to Miss Ersty and our new guest.
Awesome. Well, I just want to tell y'all what you were listening to is Cray Button by Family Force 5 featuring Lecrae. Awesome remix by Pastor Charles Jenkins featuring Canton Jones, Jessica Reedy, Isaac Curry, and The Truth. And then our last one was 25 Bibles on My Dresser by DJ DMD. All right. Now we have with us our next guest who is going to talk about film, Miss Cassandra Hollis of Holy Hill Productions. Cassandra, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yay.
Well, tell us about your ministry.
Well, Holy Hill Productions, I started the production company about 10 years ago now. And my foundational scripture, I love the foundational scripture for tonight, Habakkuk.
Yes.
My foundational scripture is Psalm 43:3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them guide me to your holy hill. And that really is the mantle mm-hmm. that I wear for right. every film. I've All produced, right. directed, and written 8 films. Yeah. Wow. Many of them have been award-winning. And
yes.
One of them is airing nationally on the TCT network, the All Total right. Christian Television Network, also airing in the UK on Kingdom TV and a network in South Africa. Another one of my films, My Son Bailey, is going to air nationally on the African American Shorts nationally syndicated show later this year. And God has just been faithful Amen. With every film.
Right.
Wow.
And her work is stellar work. It absolutely is. Tell us how you got started in film.
Well, I actually, you know, that's kind of where Ms. Glow and I connected. I was in graduate school working on my master's degree
okay.
at Georgia State and became a producer at local TV station. WATC, TV mm-hmm. 57.
Yes!
And so I was working on my master's, but I was focused on television.
Okay.
Did not have plans in film. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. This paper.
And, but while I was at the station, I was asked to produce a music video, mm-hmm. A local gospel group. Okay. And I trained in directing, actually, in my program. Okay. And one of my professors said, "You're a director." And I was like, "Okay, you know."
He saw that in you.
I loved it. Yeah, mm-hmm. did very well in the class mm-hmm. with everything that we were doing. Enjoyed it, but I was still on my trajectory. You know, still working towards a television career mostly in production, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On air, as well as, you know, I had a journalism interest as well. And it was really that experience of producing the music video.
Right.
Fell in love with the medium. We shot it on film, mm-hmm. and it did very well on BET Gospel. And a year later, Dr. Creflo Dollar asked me to direct his music video, wow. The Lord is in This Temple.
All right.
Talk about doing big things, right.
Well, praise God. And while we were on the set, people were calling me Miss Spike Liette. And,
yes, yes.
You know, they saw it before I did. And right. and I committed to praying for a month.
I want you to hold that thought because we're going to go to the station ID at the top of the hour. Don't y'all go nowhere.
Don't go nowhere.
This lady right here is a mountain. Do the doggone thing.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
All right. We're back with Miss Cassandra Hollis.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. So you were telling us about your start in film.
Yes. And so it was after the experience of directing Dr. Creflo Dollar's music video that I really began to feel it in my spirit,
wow.
although other people kind of saw it before me. So I committed to praying the prayer of Jabez for a month.
All right.
And I just sought it. I really sought the Lord to confirm it because I really had not been planning on a film career. And God confirmed it. By the end of the month, he was like, absolutely, yes, daughter. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm calling Amen. You to this. And it was like, oh, my God. Right. Really? So that's really how it came about for me. I received it as a call.
Okay.
And so, you know, since that was confirmed, it's just been amazing.
One opening door after another, right?
It really has been.
Amen.
Yeah,
and I think that's indicative of all of our guests this evening. When you take one step in line with the assignment that God has given you,
right,
He will give you the rest. Yes, Mom.
How can they get to audition for your company? Because, I mean, you're doing that, and I'm sure mm-hmm. you're looking for babies out there, and this is what we're on the radio for, to get right. them that information.
Mm-hmm.
People want to audition. Where do they go?
We do it per project, but I'm always, you know, looking for talent, so people can always send me their headshots, resumes, resumes for crew.
Where
and they
can
send it to info@holyhillproductions.com. My website, Holy Hill Productions is plural on the productions. .com and just please send anything there.
Right. And so I know that you and I talked about, you know, this passion that fuels this mission that you're on,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it's turned into a profession for you, which is mm-hmm. the reason why we're here. We're talking about being in culture, following
right.
The call of God, following your passion, mm-hmm. and doing it in excellence.
Mm-hmm.
So how what's the process for getting a film from, say, like concept mm-hmm. to on the screens? And you and I talked about a little bit about that last night.
Yes. Wow. Well, each film is its own journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the whole process. But as you're asking, gosh, from its inception, I guess it begins with, you know, the writer or whoever is conceptualizing the story. Mm-hmm. And my films, I've written all the films that I've produced so far and directed so far. And so it starts with the writing.
Okay.
You know, story is everything mm-hmm. in film. And so you have to have a great script to work with.
Right.
And then after that, you have to break down the budget based mm-hmm. on the screenplay
mm-hmm.
and what the budget is going to be to make this film.
Okay.
And, you know, depending on the goals for the project, you know, is it theatrical release, which is the project I'm working on now, one of the projects, the goal is theatrical release, so that's a whole kind of different process. But with my previous films, a lot of them, you know, they were independently produced,
mm-hmm.
and I just kind of creatively did the financing for
right.
each one,
mm-hmm.
and they each had different budgets, but, you know, that's the need. And then, you know, once the financing is in place, then you're going to cast and crew.
Okay.
And you're in pre-production officially, and then after that you go into production, and that's the fun part
right,
for a director.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, you're shooting your film, and then post-production, which I love that
mm-hmm.
as well. I love, you know, the process of sitting. I'm very hands-on. Mm-hmm. I've done in the editing process.
Okay,
and
editing.
Then, yeah.
yeah,
and then you
That's
finish
post.
Your film. Yep.
Yeah.
And the thing I love about it is, like you said, you broke down how you did Habakkuk 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
You had a vision.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You wrote it down.
Mm-hmm.
And now the people that are reading it are running with it. And
mm-hmm.
those are the things we want to let them know. And, I mean, if you guys know Cassandra's statue, she is a little teeny petite thing. But she followed a huge vision,
mm-hmm.
being led of the Lord. And truly, like you said, led of the Lord, because you mm-hmm. said, I wouldn't think about this.
Mm-hmm.
One thing led to another. And then one day I woke up, oh, my God. You know, I'm doing this. So with that, here's my audition. Hey, Cassandra.
Right.
Hey, Cassandra. Mama Glow would love to be in your
right.
next production. Did I do good?
You got the part.
I got it. Oh, my God. Look, can I do it? Make do it. I got it.
You got it. I'm looking for, you know, if you need a short chocolate and hand.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. So we
I
got some actors
tall,
in here. Okay.
Enrico Suave is in the house.
Yeah. but I gotta ask a question. So mm-hmm. when, you know, you say that you write, and, you know, most of the your productions you write, is there mm-hmm. a particular story or vision that you typically kind of a theme amongst your writings that you think that you tend to lean towards?
Great question. Yes, to answer your question. And I think that's important for any filmmaker, because you're going to live with the project for a while. So
mm-hmm.
I'm passionate about all the stories that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say one of the common threads is there's usually some kind of social issue connected.
Mm-hmm.
My first film, she was a homeless woman, so I kind of addressed homelessness.
Okay.
I shot a film in Barbados. Barbados, and it was addressing, you know, a lot of girls. Well, actually, they kind of called me in to help them with that. That was an opportunity that I had to teach filmmaking along with making a film. But we were addressing the issue of a lot of girls were self-aborting, and abortion was a big issue.
Oh my goodness,
so we addressed that in that film. And I did a three-part series about the Underground Railroad, so that kind of hit on the history side of things and the fact that, you know, a lot of people don't know that much about what really happened with the Underground Railroad, and we can never have enough stories about slavery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the popularity of Django was, you know, certainly significant in terms of people bringing back that conversation. So, yes, I would say that my films always, you know, have some kind of social relevance. My project now about gospel artist Helen Baylor, she was sexually abused as a child, and then she became drug addicted. So we're addressing drug addiction, childhood sexual abuse, and real issues, and the power of prayer.
And
so I don't want to leave out the spiritual element. You know, there's always, God is always glorified some kind of way.
I love God for it, too, is the fact that we are relevant in that now Christians can have film, TV, when before that was totally unheard of. So kudos. I want to let Ray Virgin. Ray, are we streaming now?
We streaming right now.
Talk to him, Ray, where we at. We streaming?
We're streaming live right now on Ustream Channel TV at iCultureRadio.
Okay.
.com.
Y'all, how can they get to it?
Log on. Go
just
online.
That way. Ustream TV channel. You know, we got our own channel on Ustream.
iCulture Radio.
You know?
Awesome.
And we in HD. You know? We high definition. Yeah, we can see. Go on, show your new dude, Mom.
Wait, because Cassandra needs this clip for my audition. Wait.
All right, Miss Cassandra, I know you need lots of support from this Urban Inspirational segment and the listeners out there. You need volunteers. You need help with financing.
Yes.
You need people to bring their talents to the table. I know you mentioned your email address. Let us know how we can find you on social media.
On social media, I'm on Twitter, Cassandra Hollis. I'm on Facebook. My name, once again, Cassandra Hollis. Easy to find me. I'm on LinkedIn. It's Cassandra Hollis as well. And my website is holyhillproductions.com.
Awesome. Well, we are going to go to some more music right now. But if you have a question, please call, or post it on our social media, iCulture Radio, either on Facebook or Twitter. And we're going to take your questions at the bottom. Here's the music.
Let me see you dance. Don't get the parties on the floor, then that's where I
your ears. I pray you listen. I'm dropping wisdom so that you shine like the sun. I pray you shine like the sun.
I see him, I know he can. He growing into a man. I tell him to build his house on rock and not just sand. See God, he got a plan. And him, C.A. Rand. But look where it got him, man. It's bigger than looks, man. The suits fit crooks, man. So read that book, man. But be that book, man. And get understanding. And understand, man. They won't understand, man. When you're at your lowest, but that's when you stand, man. And clutch your fist tight. What he did, it wasn't right. It is what it is. Shake your head and smile like I won't be defeated and I will not quit. And I'ma live for the Lord when it don't make sense.
I pray you listen. I'm dropping wisdom so that you shine.
What's up? This is Canton Jones and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back. Yeah!
And we're back. We're back to iCulture Radio. This again is Rick Black. Man, let's shout out real quick to the songs that we just heard. First and foremost, So Far by Koofy G, Frequency by Group One Crew, and Wisdom by Fidel featuring Sean C. Johnson. And we want to get this opportunity. If there are any artists out there like myself who just you want an opportunity to get your music played, we have an opportunity for you. We want to introduce to you 1 minute or end it.
Yeah.
1 minute or end it. Send in your submissions. You can send it, email us at iCultureRadio@gmail.com. We'll take them, give you an opportunity to play it, and then the guests, our audiences, will bring back feedback. Either we'll play it for a minute or we'll end it.
Right. They'll
and that'll be some honest, right. We'll be honest. You know, if we're going to end it, please, no hurt feelings.
Yes.
We apologize. Yes. Just go back and retry, and you can send it in again later. But again, follow us on Twitter at iCulture Radio. You can see us on Facebook, facebook.com/iCultureRadio or iCultureRadio.com. Call us in. We're accepting calls right after this next interview so that you can call in and give us questions, 404-355-8699. But I'm going to pass it on to Ursula so you can give us our next guest. Who are we talking to next?
Yeah, we're excited. Mr. Richard Franklin here with us tonight.
All right.
Amos Art Academy. I met this gentleman who's running a dynamic program here in Atlanta for youth relative to arts through a mutual friend. And we just hit it off instantly. So I want you all to give a very warm welcome to Mr. Richard Franklin.
Hey. Welcome.
Hello, everybody.
Rich.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. So tell us about Amos Art Academy.
Amos Art Academy is a program that provides young people with the opportunity to learn more about themselves. They're using art as a vehicle to get the message out to the youth. Mm-hmm. Starting in 2007, we basically started the program with a vision, basically. And it's, believe it or not, mm-hmm. I'm not just, you know, trying to, you know, warm up to you. But our vision, our verse actually is Habakkuk. It's write the vision down.
Oh,
make
my goodness. Okay.
And that's how we actually send out every newsletter. To the to sponsors and to anybody that is interested in the organization to the program.
That's phenomenal.
Is Habakkuk. So
you know we're in the same spirit.
We're right here.
So how do you say right Habakkuk?
I say Habakkuk.
You say Habakkuk.
Habakkuk, yes.
That's you put three the for me, Mom. That's
I put the
three
cook, yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
It ain't halibut, you
gotta,
it's Habakkuk.
You gotta put the cook in it.
We gonna cook
there you
at
go.
Amos Art Academy.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You know what I love about the fact that you signed that vision and you put it there because yes, everything with growing children, 99.9% of the time is visual.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Children learn much better when they're visual. I still think I have a childlike spirit because I still learn better visual. I'm not the kind of person that can read the book and then do it. But if you show me one time, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So now how many do you have in attendance at your academy or how many are you looking to expand to?
Well, actually, to date, we have ministered to over 2,000 students since 2006.
That's
awesome. So, yeah, and it's really exciting. Mm. Each year, roughly around 400 to 500 students through the various programs that we minister to throughout the metro area. Everything from the Boys and Girls Club to YMCA, literally 20, 30, 40, 50 mom and pop organizations throughout the metro area. And we like, well, we don't like, we love the opportunity that God gives us in order to work with the children. It's not work for us. What we believe is that it's not an accident that we come together. It's not an accident that we all are visual artists working using our talents, our gifts, and our abilities to minister to children. And when we have our staff meetings every Monday morning, or actually now it's every other Monday morning, the first thing we do is we pray. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We thank God for the great opportunity mm-hmm. that he has given us. And we start off each week with the word. And each week when we start with the word, it gives us the right frame of mind. Mm-hmm. And we take that word and we minister to the children. Ours is a – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go. I thought you had broke. Because I was right in there with you on the spirit of that. Because God tells us, suffer the little children to come unto me. There's not too and many things in the Bible out. He gets ticked about.
That's right.
But those babies,
yeah, that's right.
You know, it's an honor to be able to grade them up. And with Nikki and Cassandra and yourselves, making sure that vision stays where it needs to be so right. that you can give them the structure in it. That says so much to averting them from being into, like Nikki said, the thug.
That's right.
How did they get there? Or like Cassandra said, you know, giving them the opportunity to be creative and to express themselves, that inner place that they can tap into and find, oh my goodness, this something that God has for me. Look
exactly.
at what I'm seeing. Because, of course, we see now in the physical, but the spiritual has a greater vision, a greater capacity to see.
Mm-hmm.
And so with you having this academy here, this upstanding, and over, which you said, 4,000 have already come 2, through?
2,000.
Look, that's the double. Come on, y'all. I should have been in the spirit. That's Deuteronomy chapter 1.
That's prophetic right there.
Come on, now. Somebody,
keep going with it. Go with it.
Isaiah, for your shame, you get the double. Stop
there you go.
Let me get my Christians on deck. Y'all.
Tell us about, Mr. Franklin, tell us about the structure of the program, how you bring in the youth and how the ages, what age range?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we start with the age of 8 mm-hmm. up to 18.
All right.
Every once in a while, we'll make an exception and go down to 7 years of age. But the whole structure of the program is we bring everything to the organization that we provide service for.
Okay.
We come alongside them. We partner with them, give them added value to the community, the people that they're serving. We come alongside of them and we partner with them. Mm-hmm. Here's how we figure. They're in the community. They know the community. They know the people there. They know what the needs are. What we do best is what we do best. We provide the arts. We provide the spiritual aspect of it. Bring the word of God. Bring all the materials. Bring the instruction. Bring the curriculum. So by partnering with those that are there in the community, we best serve the entire community. Because, again, they know who the people are. They know mm-hmm. what the need is mm-hmm. in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So we come in, we provide that service to them, and everybody's happy. The instructors who are providing the classes, they're using their talents, their gifts, their abilities, and they're filling a void within the community,
mm-hmm.
that specific community. And it's we see the effects of it. We've had testimonials that some of the organizations that the children were at risk,
wow.
And now they're no longer considered at risk.
Amen.
And they attribute a part of that to the service that we provide and the things that we bring to the table, so to speak, with the word of God, with the art, and with the giving the children an opportunity to express themselves. You know, idle hand is the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is give children something to do with that talent, that mm-hmm. gift, their ability. It's our belief all children have the ability to do something creative.
You ain't never seen nothing but the truth right there.
Right. And, you know, I'm sure you've noticed this. It's when you get older is when you realize, or somebody tells you, or you get discouraged and you say, well, I can't do this anymore. All children have the ability to create. So what we try to do in our attempt and our prayer is to tap into that creativity
mm-hmm.
and bring it out, give them an opportunity to release that what God has placed in them mm-hmm. and do it in a fun way and give it an opportunity to hear scripture
mm-hmm.
and to build their life with the scripture. Because what we do is not just give them art. We're building character within mm-hmm. them. So that character building devotion that we bring mm-hmm. the first 10, 15 minutes of every class is essential to the entire work, to the entire scope of what we're doing as an organization, as a program.
How can they reach you? Numbers.
Well, they can reach me, Richard at AmosArtAcademy.org, or if they want to volunteer, they can reach us through Liz at AmosArtAcademy.org. Here, I wrote it down. We just recently changed our email address. Liz@AmosArtAcademy.org, or you can read me, Richard Franklin. I'm sorry, Richard@AmosArtAcademy.org. Or if they'd like to reach us through our parent organization, and that's AtlantaYouthProject.org.
Now, Urs, will all this be posted on the site?
Yeah, everything is going to be posted tonight, all of our extended interviews. So you'll get to hear all of these guests tonight in much more detail and all about their programs, because we weren't able to cover it all in the show. So go to iCultureRadio.com, podcast, and view past interviews.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, as we talk about people reaching out to you, and anything that you do, anything in the ministry, you know, always has to have not only just your spiritual and your passion behind it, but quite frankly, also has some finances mm-hmm. behind it. So how do you pull that together? How do you finance this project?
Well, we have a great foundation that is behind us. Basically, the Amos Foundation and Wish Foundation, their generosity, their big hearts, and the fact that they love children and love the opportunity to give back to the community is what basically funds us as an organization. But there is also need for other support. So if anyone would like to donate time, finances, what have you, they could, again, speak to Liz at AmosArtAcademy.org and speak to her about volunteering mm-hmm. or about any financial contribution they'd like to make to the program.
Excellent. This is so awesome. We've got a couple callers on the line right now. We're going to go to our first caller, and that is
Brother Will.
Come on.
Hey, hello.
Sir. How are you?
God bless you. How you been?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It's so good to have you with us tonight. Did you have a question for either one of our guests tonight, or did you just want to give a comment?
I just called in to give support. You know, I'm very excited with you guys doing what you're doing. I'm calling representing, you know, the Carolina 252 in the building.
All right, Carolina in the house. Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? 252 and the 843. So, you know, it's all Carolina. And, you know, we, you know, definitely showing y'all some love and things like that. And I just wanted to let y'all know, y'all were talking about a lot of things about, you know, great people doing great things in the community mm-hmm. and, you know, just trying to help people. This is something that, you know, we definitely believe in, you know, in our neck of the woods, ACAMP, Day of Victory Ministries, and DLBCV in the East Carolina area.
We're trying
to do the same things. We use the power of media to not only share the gospel, but also to teach and empower youth and things like that. And I've had the pleasure of knowing a lot of people in the Atlanta area and work with a lot of great people, and, you know, like Ursula, you know what I'm saying?
Yay!
All right!
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? And, okay. Of course, I don't want to even get started with UGA because, you know, me and UGA go back.
The Alliance. Amen. Amen.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I think we have another caller.
And hey, keep listening, Brother Will.
Keep listening.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We got another caller on the line. Come on. Who's this next one?
L.A. This is L.A. Jackson.
What's up, L.A.?
Hey, L.A. How are you? Did you have a question for one of our guests tonight?
No, I was just tuning in, you know, wanted to check in, let you guys know I did, you know, follow up and check you out online.
Wonderful. So you liking the show so far?
Loving it. Loving
all
it.
Right. Awesome.
Well, thank you for calling. Please keep listening and visit us on the web.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow, Brother Well and Brother Jackson.
As usual, we have to come to a close on today's festivities. We've had a wonderful time with all of our guests tonight. Excellent. Kiki Finley, Cassandra Hollis, and Richard Franklin. Please do visit the website. Find out more about these great, great businesses and ministries and how you can support and get involved.
Yes, and I like to say again, for Nikki, who is front and center, Cassandra, who is Holy Hill Record Production. Yes. Well, I done spoke that into existence for her. Y'all better stop messing with me. I'm speaking it as though it is. And then we got Mr. Richard Franklin. Amos, where did you get Amos from?
Actually, it's the Amos family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The principal owners of Aflac Insurance.
Oh, okay. Aflac.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Quack, quack. Okay. Amos Art Academy.
Yes, so we also want to let the listeners know you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Well, next week you'll have an opportunity to be a part of our brand new listener-supported campaign to vote on music or content that you want added to our weekly playlist. So be on the lookout for that next week.
Minute or in it?
1 minute or end it. So you, the listener, decides whether they get on or they don't. So y'all be sure to look out for that and vote next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about comedy and spoken word.
And I want you all to make sure you're looking out for your host. We're all over the place.
Yeah.
We just launched a new campaign, Where is Rick Black? Of course, right now I'm in the studio, so y'all cheating.
And you have an event tomorrow.
I do have an event tomorrow. Listen, come out. It's the father-daughter, mother-son dance at Cobb County Rec Center. That's where I'll be. I'll be emceeing as well as, you know, ministering to myself. But the Bose Enterprises are putting it on. It's at the Cobb County Rec Center. It starts at 7 o'clock. The couple, you know, father, daughter, that's a couple. $20 per couple. That's $20 a couple, $5 for every additional. But it's in South Cobb, so please, it's open to everyone. You can still get tickets at the door. Dress to Impress, like black tie affair. So, okay. You know, y'all got to get your suits out. We just had the Grammys recently, so I need y'all to get your best. But Dress to Impress, come out and definitely support that. Definitely support that.
And don't forget to support Nikki at, shout it out again,
Kiki. Last. Kiki.
I mean, Kiki.
We got it correct. Kiki.
I need to repent.
Yeah, hey,
yeah. Come on, Kiki.
We just want to make sure.
Kiki Finley.
Come on, Kiki.
Kiki Finley, beauty. Oh, Lord.
Kiki Finley.
Kiki Finley.
A Front and Center Theater production.
Front and Center.
All right. And Miss Cassandra Hollis.
Cassandra yes. Hollis, Holy Hill Productions.
Holy Hill Films.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Richard.
Richard Franklin, Amos Art Academy.
Excellent, Ray, shout excellent. Us out one more time on that stream.
We're getting it together, y'all. We're getting it together. We want to see who's watching us next week. So everybody chime in. I stream. You stream. We all stream together.
that's you stream TV, iCulture, / iCulture Radio. All right?
And we give a shout out to the Flip It restaurant that we ate at yet last Man. Week. And
Flip Burgers. Off the chain. Our boy Jason was our bartender / wait server, man. We told him to give a shout out. Yo, we love you, Jason. That burger had to be one of the best burgers I've ever had in my entire life. No fries or nothing, just burger. Like, it was good. I didn't need anything else.
So, wait, where we at if I say Flip It?
Just flip. But we had the onion rings and the french fries.
I had a shrimp burger.
And the pickles. Fried pickles.
Man, you two, y'all check us back out.
Be back next week, 6:30 p.m., iCultureRadio.com.
Same bat time, same bat channel. We out, y'all. We love y'all.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.